Chapter 2. Young Nelson. Nelson Mandela was not always called Nelson. His parents named him Kgolihlahla. Nelson's father, Gadla, was an important man and the village leader. He had four wives and he lived with each wife at different times. Nelson had many brothers and sisters because of this. Nelson's mother, Nosekeni, had a small farm with animals in a quiet village called Mvezo. Nelson lived in Mvezo with his three sisters. Here, he had a lot of freedom. He could play outside and swim in the small rivers. He also had to help his mother with the animals. But one day, Nelson's father had to leave his job, and the family had no money. Nelson's mother took Nelson and his sisters to a bigger village called Kunu. They stayed with some cousins, and Nelson's father visited them often. Nelson's father, Gadla, was an important man. Most children in Kunu did not go to school. They helped their families work on their farms. But Nelson was very intelligent. His father's friends met him and spoke to his mother about him. "Send Kgolihlahla to school," they said. Nelson became the first person in his family to go to school. He was 7 years old. White people did not like to use some black South African names because they could not say them. Teachers often gave black children new names. These were often the names of famous white people from history. At school, Nelson's teacher gave him the name Nelson. Why did she choose this name? Nelson thought later. Maybe it was because of the great British sea captain, Lord Nelson. 2 years later, Nelson's father died. Nelson was 9 years old. Nelson's mother took him to Mkekezweni because she wanted him to learn from some strong men. Here, Nelson lived with Chief Jogintaba and his family for many years. Chief Jogintaba was one of his father's old friends. Mkekezweni was very different from Kunu and Mvezo. In Mvezo, the houses were small and the people lived quiet lives. In Mkekezweni, the houses were bigger and some people drove cars. Nelson watched Chief Jogintaba with his people and he learned about being fair and kind. "The chief always listens to his people and tries to help them," Nelson thought. Nelson also met other important people in Mkekezweni, and he learned about the history of South Africa. Nelson had a good life in Mkekezweni. He rode horses and played games. He also continued going to school. This was important to Chief Jogintaba, because he wanted Nelson to be able to get a good job. From the age of 16, Nelson went to a school called the Clarkbury Institute. Here, Nelson studied English, history, and other lessons. He also worked in the school garden. At 19, he went to Hilltown College for 2 years. At Hilltown, he enjoyed running and boxing. Nelson learned discipline from doing sport. This helped him a lot later in his life. After Hilltown, Nelson went to Fort Hare, a big university. Nelson met his good friend Oliver Tambo here and many other different people. Nelson met students on the student council at Fort Hare, and he wanted to help with their work. There was a vote. But some of the students chose not to vote because they wanted to protest. After the vote, Nelson became one of the student council too. But he chose to leave the student council because not all the students voted. The vote was not fair. "You must stay on the student council," the university told him, "or you must leave this university." Nelson left the student council. "Being fair is important to me," Nelson thought. "I will fight for it." Nelson left Fort Hare and he went back to Mekekezweni.